time the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago. Sunday morning, and that means we're going to church. Abandoned Manitoba style, that is. Gordon Goldsboro joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Nadia.
It's kind of true, the subject matter.
Indeed it is.
What's the clue that we were referring to?
For the last few months, occasionally we've been talking about buildings in limbo. Buildings that aren't quite abandoned, but you're not really sure what their status is either. And in this case, we're going to talk about a building in Brandon that has ties to Brandon University.
Which is?
The First Baptist Church at the corner of 11th Street and Lorne Avenue.
Okay, so how common is it for churches to be affiliated with post-secondary institutions?
Well, actually very common. And you look at pretty much any of the universities here in Manitoba, they have either had roots originally or are still affiliated with some sort of religious faith. The University of Manitoba, for example, has St. John's College, which is Anglican. It has St. Paul's College, Roman Catholic, and Ukrainian Orthodox in Andrews. Same with St. Boniface University. Canadian Mennonite University, of course, it carries its religious affiliation on its sleeve. So very common for the religious faiths to be affiliated in some way with post-secondary education.
And so in this case?
It is with the Baptist Church. And we're talking, of course, about Brandon College.
So where does this story start?
It goes actually back to 1880. This was, of course, back when Manitoba was a much smaller place. It was the postage stamp province. And if you go out to the area of present-day Rapid City, actually just a little north of Rapid City, there was something called Prairie College, founded in 1880. It was intended to be a college for the training of Baptist ministers. And the idea was the prairies were starting to settle. They needed Baptist ministers to go out. So it was a two-story stone building where they would do this training. And this is pretty significant because this was the first post-secondary educational institution outside of Winnipeg in all of Western Canada. And it was well-named Prairie College because it was literally out in the open prairie. I don't know why they even chose to build it there because it was pretty, you know, isolated. But there it is. That's the first post-secondary university outside of Winnipeg.
And you took a visit to that site?
I did. I was wanting to know what there might be there yet, and there were some remains. Because it was built of stones, when the building finally disintegrated, the stones kind of just lay on the ground, and you can still find some of them scattered about. And in fact, a few years ago, one of my friends in Brandon, Tom Mitchell, went out and actually collected quite a few of these stones from the old Prairie College and used them to build a cairn that today stands in front of Brandon University. So it maintains that heritage.
When was First Baptist constructed?
Well, the First Baptist Church in Brandon actually harkens up to the early 20th century from 1903, but this original Prairie College actually kind of gradually morphed into it. So you had this Prairie College north of Rapid City. It moved into Rapid City initially and merged with something called the McKee Academy, run by a guy named Samuel McKee. He was also a Baptist minister. Then they moved into Brandon in 1899 and they founded Brandon College. And gradually that became the institution that we say today is Brandon University. So the First Baptist Church was a natural offshoot from the Baptist College that was now situated in Brandon itself.
Who attended First Baptist Church?
It had a very strong link to the Brandon College. So I anticipate that probably many of its adherents, the staff from Brandon College would have gone there, because they were all Baptists. Many of the students, of course, who had Baptist roots would have gone there. But, of course, it was also serving the Baptist of Brandon itself. Despite the name, it wasn't the first Baptist church in Brandon. The First Baptist Church dates back to around 1885, when Brandon is first being established. It was a very modest affair, sort of a wooden structure on Princess Avenue. But by the early 20th century, they had clearly outgrown that little building. And so that's why they needed this much grander building at the corner of 11th and Lorne. So they engaged a very prominent architect by the name of William Elliott. He's designed lots of important buildings around Brandon. Well, in fact, many of the buildings that are still standing in Brandon today has his imprint. The Brandon Courthouse, the Central Fire Hall, or what was today known as New Era School, at that time was the Brandon Collegiate. All of those were designed by Elliott. And so Elliott was the architect who designed First Baptist.
Is Brandon University still connected to Baptist Church?
No, it's not. In fact, there's an interesting story in itself. So the Brandon College, Brandon First Baptist Church connection was maintained until 1938. course, during the 30s, we think of the Great Depression and the economic hardship. I think that really weighed on the Baptist Church. They just simply couldn't afford the cost of maintaining this college in Brandon. So in 1938, they finally announced that they intended to stop their financial support of it. And that could have been the end of it. That could have been when the college disappeared. But the local community in Brandon really rallied behind it. You know, this was, in fact, the only college for, you know, post-secondary education outside of Winnipeg. And they felt, this is important. We need to maintain this. So the business community, for example, rallied around, in fact, led by a very prominent businessman, Albert McKenzie. He owned McKenzie Seeds. We've actually talked about him in this series before. He led a group that said, okay, we're going to raise money for this. They did. They got the provincial government to come on board so that in 1938, Brandon College reopened, but now not affiliated with the Baptists, but as a secular college that was actually affiliated with the University of Manitoba. And it maintained that affiliation up until 1967, when it got its own charter to become Brandon University.
What's the present state of the church?
Well, it's in good condition. It carried on right through into the 1990s. Well, in fact, during either the 60s or the 70s, they built a hall right next to it, connected to the church. So it was obviously thriving. If you look at the building, it looks to be in fairly good condition, although inevitably, like a lot of buildings of its age, it's now, of course, over 100 years old. It's in need of some sort of maintenance. But I think what really doomed it was that it wasn't really in the right place anymore. The parishioners ultimately moved out in 1992.
Why did they move out?
Well, it was a combination of factors. Partly it was because of the need for maintenance. The church, for example, needed a new roof, and that's often the first blow. And when the roof starts to leak, for example, that's not a good sign. But it was also more fundamental. They felt that, for example, it didn't have parking, which I think is a significant statement because, you know, in the early days when this church was first built, 1903, 1904, you didn't need parking. You know, the vast majority of the people who attended the church would have simply walked because it's a fairly close distance. It was serving the local community. But increasingly, as you go through the 20th century, the congregation has spread further and further afield. And in fact, I suspect that an increasing proportion of them are out in the western part of the city. So it really didn't serve the local community as much as it had once done. And the parking was basically negligible, so they had to park on the street or wherever they could find. So finally, in the end, they just moved out in 92. They moved initially into a school over in Western Brandon until they could build a new church. In 1994, they actually opened a new First Baptist Church. So they've left the old one behind.
So what did they do with the old building?
Well, first thing they did was to open its cornerstone. Back when they had first opened the church in 1904, they'd put a cornerstone. They had put some artifacts inside it. I found a newspaper story from around 1994 that said they had opened the cornerstone and looked at the various artifacts inside. I suspect that's when they actually sold it. It's been sold. It's been owned by some private fellows in Brandon for quite a number of years. And for all accounts, it's been fairly vacant, I guess you could say. It was used for a while as a soccer school. It was used for a while as a sort of a gift shop. I suspect, however, that most of those uses were actually concentrated on the hall. They were using the hall rather than the sanctuary of the church. Because a newspaper story I came across from 2010 said that it had been cold inside for quite a number of years.
Do we know what's been happening more recently?
In 2012, the city of Brandon designated their church as a municipal historic building. And what that means essentially is that elements of its exterior and some of parts of its interior are protected and therefore cannot be demolished. So in theory, the building is protected, but of course the reality is it still needs a new roof. So for example, in around 2016, a non-denominational church moved into the church and pledged, they had a website that said they were going to raise money to put a new roof on the church. And I thought, oh, that's great. They're going to really turn this old church around. Well, I think the realities have probably struck, and that little bit of information about the fundraising campaign has disappeared from their website. So I suspect it means they're no longer using it. In fact, I think they're now using exclusively the hall next door. I don't think they're actually using the old church at all. So there's the element of being in limbo. You know, the church is, you know, potentially useful. It's a beautiful old Gothic Revival church. It'd be wonderful to see it used again. Well, in fact, I wonder if it isn't possible maybe that Brandon University could step back in. I mean, they had a long-standing connection to it. Maybe, you know, they bought a theater in downtown Brandon not long ago. Who knows? Maybe the university could find a use for this nice old church.
Gordon, thank you so much for this building in limbo this week. What's the hint for next week?
Well, do you remember that song line, Get Your Kicks on Route 66?
I don't.
You don't? Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, it referred to an important highway in the southern United States. And next week, we're going to consider a highway that, well, at least from the 1930s to the 1950s, gave intrepid Manitobans a way to get their kicks.
There you go. And Bruce Layden just gave me the most withering look for not knowing that song, as I'm sure many listeners are doing right now. I can't wait to find out more. Thanks so much, Gordon.
We'll see you next week.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba.